The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. I'm Sasha Shipway. Well, the top four Super League teams are as good as confirmed, and congratulations to our Flyhawk sisters and honorary member of the team, Lindsay Keeble. But first, was it Monday night football or Monday night netball?
Jamie Carragher and Gary Neville, guys, great to have you with us. Big fans, huge fans, are you?
Huge fan, mate.
Huge, massive.
I don't think they play out in Liverpool, do they?
No, not as much. He's a bigger fan, obviously, with his relationship with his sister being involved before him. But I'm a huge fan of Helen Housby. Oh. She's got the...
Tell us more about Helen.
That's the first time you've got a name right all day,
yeah. Brilliant. Tell us about Helen.
But I just, you know, the people who make that final shot to win the goal, what more do you want than that?
Excellent. And of course, England are defending their gold medal in Birmingham this summer at the Com Games. Your sister Tracy, she won it with them in 2018. How excited are you about England defending that title, Gary?
I love watching them play. It's probably the only sport I watch other than football. And it was obviously an amazing achievement last time. But the team, to be fair, have done really well since. And I'm hopeful. I know it's tough against Australia and New Zealand. So yeah. I'm hopeful they can do it.
Has the new coach made an improvement?
The new coach is doing very well, but obviously the big moment comes in the tournament. So hopefully she'll make an improvement on the last coach.
on your sister, my
Sorry,
goodness. She speaks so highly of you, Gary. She does.
I'm so embarrassed at all watching this, by the way.
Because your girls play, don't they?
They absolutely love it, so, yeah.
Yeah, you're watching it all the time, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And what about in your family? Is netball part of your family?
My wife used to play for the junior school, so she was at goal attack.
Excellent. Can you name all seven positions, Jamie?
Not all seven. Goal shoot, goal attack, centre, wing defence.
Yes. You've got a wing attack in there as
wing
well.
Wing attack. And
let's go defence.
Goalkeeper?
Goalkeeper.
Is it?
Yeah, and there's a goal defence as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you sort of 4 out of 7 there.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Not too bad.
It's more than I normally got when I was playing.
Well, Manchester Thunder, though, you've seen a lot of them over the past few years. Who's your favourite player for Thunder?
Ellie Cardwell.
Yeah? Why?
Brilliantly talented, makes the game look easy, effortless, and she's pushing those the goal attacker and goal shooter for England as well, Joe and Helen, really hard. I think she could break in.
Oh, you're too knowledgeable, you two. It's great to have you with us. I would say I could chat to you all night, but the show would probably be quite short. So let's bring in your sister.
Let's bring in Tracy.
Tracy Neville and Mickey Austin. Oh, good to see you, girls. What do you make of their analysis?
Right. I feel like the odd one. I've got no family relation here. So I'm
just... Absolutely brilliant. Gentlemen, you will be watching. I know you'll be doing a bit of rehearsal for Monday Night Football, but you'll watch a bit of the game tonight. Leeds Rhinos against Seven Stars. Who are you going for, Leeds or Stars?
I'm going for Stars.
What about
Leeds?
Leeds. Well, you're in North West. No, right?
You sound better.
Because you're a star yourself, aren't you, Jamie? It's been. I love this. Five of
have you got
on
the league table? Can we see a league table?
We can have a look at the league table. Let's have a quick look at the league table if we can. With Manchester Thunder right at the top. Here you go.
Is that the only reason you wanted to see it? Just to gloat more about Manchester.
They haven't dropped any points. Here are Thunder. You see, they're on 54. Lightning. They've only lost one game this season to Manchester Thunder. It's all about, Jamie, it's all about that fourth position at the moment, because the top three teams have qualified for the playoffs. So it could be
Stars were bottom.
You can't go back on it now.
As we know, Melissa Bessel has confirmed that she is the latest head coach to leave at the end of the season. She spoke to Caroline and Tamsin on the latest England netball off the court.
Off the court with me, Caroline Barker, and her, Tamsin Greenway. A reminder, grand final tickets for June the 5th are on sale now. Just head to the Vitality Netball Super League website to get your hands on the hottest tickets in town. We're going to talk about someone who knows what it's like to make the grand final. And something I think that probably hit me quite hard this week, the news that Melissa Bessel, coach at Stars, is leaving at the end of the season. We're going to find out from her why in just a moment. But before we do, Tamsin, Melissa has done things internationally with Wales, taking them to their highest rankings, completely shifted things around there. She took Celtic Dragons to the grand final. She's had players come through her teams that have just shown flair and fight and guts. And that's kind of been typified this season, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has indeed. And don't leave out loyalty as well. You know, a lot of those players that have played under Melissa speak so highly of her and will go around the world, in fact, to join her and play for her team. I think you forget when people have been invested and involved in your competition for such a long time, how much they've actually done and delivered for the sport. And Melissa's one of those huge characters who's brought so many different elements to different levels of the game, has impacted hugely on clubs and internationally. And having worked with Scotland now, understanding how difficult that can be as well to shift that momentum and change things. You know, she's been a massive credit to the whole of the UK since she's been over here and will be sorely missed.
Melissa's going to join us in a minute. But first, a couple of the players from the Melissa vintage of this year that you want to talk about.
So firstly, the Stars defensive unit. The big circle of Herdman and Artman. Just look at the recovery here from Artman and the work rate from Herdman out the front. Unlucky to come out with that intercept. Then, of course, you've got Paige Reid. Just watch her on the ball here and her constant reoffering and working with Yota. She's going to come back for the ball. Nice, tidy offload into Tuivaiti. And then what I love about this is she's demanding the ball. She's constantly wanting to get on it. And look at this from Kat here. She's quite happy just offload and get the best out of Paige. And then finally for me, it's these moments of magic. Look at the 1-2s from Leota and Paige Reid here, and just keep your eyes, all eyes on Kat. Doesn't quite nail it, but oh, if it had, it would have been exceptional.
Well, Melissa joins us now. Melissa, oh, passing is such sweet sorrow. We kind of didn't want to have this conversation. You're off. Tell us why. What's happening?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think over the past 2 years, especially with the pandemic, it's really hit home for me how precious family is. And, you know, I've been here for 2009, been here for a few years now. So, but more importantly for me, it's probably not parting in the best of terms for me. I found out my husband has cancer, which really threw things in a pickle for me, to be quite honest, because, you know, everything was going well. And we knew my family went home this year after the pandemic for a bit of a break. And then obviously when I got the news, it was just before we started Super League, the opening season. And I couldn't go home. And that really scared me to know that I couldn't, one, get home. And family, if everyone and anyone knows me, family is number one, it's priority. So yeah, knowing that I couldn't get home to my husband was horrible. but yeah, I did go home last week, hence why a little bit still jet lagged, had to go home. He's been doing some chemo, but yeah, I think everything just was put into perspective for me. And I just think I've always said to all of my players, love what you do. But always know that the reason you do the best that you do is because your family are behind you and the right support people. So for me, I'm actually putting my money where my mouth is, and I'm following what I should be doing. That's going home to my family.
Was there a point, and of course, we all send our love to you and to your family and to your husband. Was there a point where you just thought, I'm just going to go now, you know, this is much more than the netball.
Absolutely. And I tried, but I couldn't get into my own country. That was the first thing. And then when I did decide to go home, Muppet went and got COVID herself. So there's been a couple of times where I've tried to go home. But you know, my husband knows who I am and what I'm about. And, you know, I've been to every oncology appointment. I've been to everything, and everyone knows, even the doctors know that I'm over here. And they all said, look, there's nothing you can do over here. Crack on with what you're doing, because your husband talks constantly about you in the chair. And my husband and I had a really long talk about it. And he just said, look, when I married you, I knew exactly what you were like and what you were, the sort of determination that you have. So crack on, get those. He did say to me, you're not allowed to ring me unless you win. So I haven't spoken to him for a while.
I'm sure he knows exactly what you're like. And I don't want to labour a point, but how tough has it been being away? And tell me what the Stars family? I know you're so close to Kat, to Jana, what they've been like in this moment.
Yeah. Oh, look, my Stars family have been the ultimate, all of them, you know, like even, you know, the people at the very top who I've told, I haven't told everybody, I told a few people, and they've just been, you know, what do you want? What do you need? But the girls, if, you know, I'm very holistically, I know everything about my players because they're open and honest. So I told them exactly, and they've been on that sort of journey with me, and they've been very supportive. Having Kat here, obviously, you know, and Liana, but having Kat actually living here with the kids has actually been so, you know, to be able to get the kids and pick them up and cuddle them, and has been such a blessing for me. And obviously having Kat here, you know, I mean, she's next door. You know, when I've needed a cuddle, she's just grabbed me and given me a kutch. And the same with Liana. You know, when you're Kiwis and you're away from home, you are family. And yeah, they've been awesome. But everyone, all the players, yeah. But it's never, ever. The one thing I said to them is, he's sick, but he's going to get better. And this is not an excuse. And if I come to training and I'm wiping my eyes, which I haven't, then, you know, just we truck on. We don't make any excuses.
Well, let's talk not just about this season, because I want to roll back the years to some brilliant, brilliant memories. Tamsin, I know, wants to have a chat about those too. And let's start with that grand final, getting there with Celtic Dragons. My personal highlight, half time. I thought, that's it. You're going to go on and win it. But what's been the highlight for you?
Do you know what? I've thought about it because so many memories, and I think it really hit home when I went down to Wales and we played Dragons. And I think a lot of people were probably shocked how happy I was and we lost. But I went down the night before and I caught up with, you know, about 12 people, and it was an amazing night. Past players, management team, and we talked about the memories of Wales and of Dragons especially, and the people that I've come across and where they've gone on to now. And I think that's why I win. Look, don't get me wrong. It's lovely to have trophies and medals and titles. But I think for me, coaching has always been about the person. And when I look at the journeys that these players and people have taken now and where they've gone on to, that makes me more prouder. The fact that I've been a part of that. So, yeah, it just beautiful. But don't get me wrong, I still remember, and every training I walk into Worcester, because there's a picture there of the big court, because that was a big game. The venue had just been sort of built. And the standout person on that court is Timmy Cato.
She was the standout on any court.
Well, hearing about the past players, amazing, Melissa, but I want to talk about some of the current ones this season who particularly have stood out and thrived. Lucy Herdman, mm-hmm. I know when the England squads got announced, I had a few tweets going to me, what about Lucy? What else does she need to do? And I think looking at the stats where she sits in the defensive table, she's been incredible. And of course, Paige Reid, who I'm really fond of and being brought into the future squad this year. I think she's sitting on 85% across the season. She's been fantastic. How impressed have you been with some of these youngsters, and what sort of influence have you had over them this season?
Yeah, look, I think I agree. Lucy Herdman for me has really, really stood out. And it's been difficult for her because obviously I get a bit of flack, and so does she, because everyone wants to see her back as a shooter. However, I think for us as coaches, we understand that fast five is a different game, and it's suited for Luce. However, defensively, I just think she's been amazing this year. You know, at goalkeeper, now I've pushed her out to goal defence. And I think, especially when you've got someone like Summer and Lucy, there's no room in that circle when you've got the two of them in there because they're so big. For me, I think I've put a lot of work into Lucy in the last couple of years, 3 years now. And I'm really impressed with her whole attitude and how she's really taken to it to like a duck to water. And I think we're going to see more great things from her. I've given her real specific things to work on, but I think she's going to fly in. Yeah, maybe. I mean, you never know, especially with the there's a lot of defence, I think, that could be opened up for the Roses, so you never know. I think if she keeps going, who knows? Maybe Jess will have a look at her. And as for Paige, look, she's been one of my personal little triumphs. I've been working on her for a long time. And the way that she's played this year, you know, it's a shame that I am going, because I would love to be able to run back and carry on doing some work with her. But she has really, really grown as a person. And I think we're starting to see that now out on court. I still think we've got more to go. And as I said to her, well done, you're there. Now the hard work really starts.
The wise words of a coach. I remember being told some very similar themes when I was coming through in the England squad by my Kiwi coach, Lynn Gunson, as well. And you touched on sort of the work has only just begun. I know this year has probably been a lot of fun, but also elements of frustration as well, you know, regardless of the group not being together as much and the injuries and everything else. Watching the moments of magic when Kat's flicking the ball around and you're seeing the flair come out from Paige and obviously Liana, how do you balance that from with frustration? Because it must be hard at times as well when you're so close to putting out some great things.
Let's just say it's very, very lucky there's no mic around my neck. I think, I expect that, and I know, if you've got Kat, you know exactly what you're going to get. And as I've said to her, especially in the last few games, just rein it in. Once we're ahead by 20, you can do whatever you want. sometimes, but that's her as well. And, I would never ever, and as a coach, I would never stop and try and out-coach that, because flair is something that I've always been very passionate about and I love it. It's great, and it's great for the spectators, because all you can hear is them go, ooh, ah. And you can probably hear me going, but, every now and again when they do come off, wow, it's pretty, it's magical. But when they don't, it's sort of like, okay, now you've got to get it back. So I try not to let it worry me now.
I'm going to miss those facial expressions. I'm not entirely sure we will ever see you back coaching in the Super League, which is a huge loss for us. But you're always welcome back should you ever want to come and grace these shores again. Before we let you go, do you feel like you're leaving the Super League now in a better place than when you first arrived? Do you feel like the league has moved on?
I think it has. Funny enough, I remember, and I don't know if you remember, Tamsin, but when I was down at Dragons, there must have been a tweet. There must have been something going on about the basketball and how great their intros were. And remember, you and I had dropped a tweet or something saying, why can't we do it? So we sort of challenged each other. And I remember when I was down at Dragons and I was sitting there and the lights went out and all the rah-rah. And it sort of brought back memories to me with how far this league has come, and when we used to just walk on out, and now there's lights, there's real magic, and it's great. And I think, yes, when I think what it used to be when I first came, it can only get better, it can only get stronger. I suppose moving forward, it would be great to have it full time on television, because I think so many people love it. And it would be great to watch it worldwide. We're getting to watch a lot of the Suncorp and the ANZ. It would be great to have this so that everyone, not just here in the UK, but everyone can see how great the sport is over here for women and for us as well. So, yeah, it is going to be sad. I am going to miss it. But I don't need a visa to come back. I am a resident here now, so which is nice. So you never know. You might just hear this crazy voice on the sideline unexpectedly very soon.
The full episode is available on their YouTube channel, and Stars have begun their search for next season. You can email Claire Sanders, Seven Stars' general manager, at c.sanders@warc.ac.uk. and it's brilliant to see that the University of Worcester will continue to run the franchise after co-owner University of Gloucestershire announced its withdrawal at the end of the 2022 season. Melissa also spoke to Hannah ahead of their game versus Rhinos, as Rhinos took the win by the narrowest of margins, 56-55.
How will you reflect on your time in the Super League?
Oh, look, it's been amazing. Even on the way up here on the bus, we were talking about one of the times we came up here and we were playing Jets, actually, and the bus and the traffic was late and we actually had to get changed on the bus, and we were 16 down and then we came back and won. So there's been some fantastic memories for me, but yeah, look, I'm just been really privileged and blessed to be involved with it, and never say never, you never know, but I've already told my husband we're going to get rid of this cancer and he has to bring me back and go to Greece, so yeah.
Sounds like an excellent plan. Look, we've loved having you over here. You've always given us something to talk about, pre and post match, that's for sure. Yeah. And before you go, though, there were some people you know very well who wanted to send you a couple of messages, if you just have a little look at this.
Welcome.
Look. Hi, Melissa. Bulavinaka coach.
Hey, auntie.
Hey, coach.
I cannot thank you enough for all the support you've given me over the last two seasons.
You've been my coach for 3 seasons now, and you're probably the most influential coach that I've ever had.
I can't even imagine netball without you. You've turned me into the player I am today.
I just love the way that you talk with such enthusiasm and fight.
You gave me my first opportunity at Super League nearly 10 years ago now. I can't thank you enough.
You've really built my self-confidence and I suppose shown me what hopefully the future can hold.
Having the belief in changing me to a defender, it's really paid off, and something I wouldn't have done myself.
You bring so much to Stars, not only as a coach, but as a netball mum.
The constant person that I can go to, not just about netball, about family, about anything.
You've always been there for me, and you've always known that I have so much more to give to netball.
It goes deeper than just a coach and a player. You're more like a... I know you want me to say sister, but I want to say mum or auntie. Oh man, I love you so much.
Thank you for also giving me a kick up the butt a few times when I've actually needed it on the court.
I cannot believe you actually made me come here to play netball this year. I would never agree to do this for anyone else but you.
You really are a one in a million.
You've been a real true, solid rock of a leader who has been so motivational to keep us going this season when it hasn't been the easiest of seasons, and we really hope we get the win for you today.
Netball is so grateful to you, and I can't wait to watch you in this next phase of your life.
Thank you, Susie.
I love you lots.
We love you. We love you. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
I mean, we knew Bashi Tavati was going to steal the show, but I mean, look, what an impact you've had on these players. That must mean so much. I hate crying. Yeah, it's pretty special.
The video for that is online at Sky Sports Twitter account at Sky Netball, and also online from Team Bath at Team Bath Netball. The news that Kim Borgia and Rachel Shaw will be retiring at the end of the season.
So how have you come to this decision to step away from netball?
It hasn't been an easy decision. I think, you know, when you just kind of know, like, I love the sport and will always love the sport, but I just think it's time for me to step aside. My body is, I think, telling me that it's time. And I also want to be able to go out on a good note as well.
You are good.
Oh! Yeah, 25 years of my life. It's a lot, but what about you, Rach? Why are you stepping away?
I've been similar to you. 40 is getting just a little bit too old. I think I'm 30, but I think my body's 60. I've had a lot of quite major operations, and I think the last few seasons have been a bit testing for me and being restricted and monitored constantly. It's hit me at different points. I've cried at different people asking me, and I'll probably cry maybe during this or after. It's just hard.
I've had a lot of memories with Rach. You've been like my person ever since I got here. Were quite inseparable really with me. Particularly last year through COVID. Just like my absolute person, my rock of hell.
You were in our little bubble over COVID. You were weirdly my person, even though I've been here for a while, feel like an angel just dropped you down and was like, look after Rachel.
That's nice.
Yeah, no, you had a big smile on your face. So I thought, this is the goal shoot that we need in our team and the best mate that I need. Just want to thank you all the fans and supporters that have come to all the home games and really cheered us all on through some bad games and some really good games, and you've definitely got us over the line on those tight games, and just, I guess, bringing me into the blue and gold culture and supporting me from every season I've been here for Team Bath, because as we all know, I'm not a Southerner, but you've welcomed me in with big arms, and it's really sad and emotional thing to be saying that I'm retiring, but I'll still be here supporting the blue and gold, probably start with you guys actually, so I'm gonna embrace and enjoy the next chapter, but thank you.
I think for anyone that wears the blue and gold in the upcoming years, I think it's a real privilege. You know, if you get that opportunity, really wear it with pride. I know I have, and I know Rachel has. We've had quite a few dresses over the years together. Yeah.
Grab the dress with two hands and enjoy the opportunity and embrace everything that comes along with it, and how we always say, just leave it in a better place, which I think we have.
So quite a week. Thank you as always for your support. If there's news and information from your club, you can send us a message. We're info@thenetballshow.co.uk or a quick DM at The Netball Show.
Tickets for the grand final at the Copper Box are now on sale. Go to englandnetball.co.uk/tickets. The final is, of course, on Sunday the 5th of June at 2 p.m.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.